The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. This is a test. Do not adjust your radio. God has control. Oh, that's so good. That's just from the old shows, huh? And here's a quickie. There's a direct connection between Bible devotions and life prayers. I'm going to talk about something that happened to me over the weekend. And finally, what would you think if the Red Sea split right in front of you?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations. My life's insanity is an oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. It's 972-445-0770. Any topic, prayer request, praise reports, trivia, whatever, questions, whatever, is open for conversation, primarily because it's not a professional radio show. It's not professional radio. No. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Let's start off with a little acknowledgement for our ministry partners. In fact, one partner is going to be in tomorrow spending the day with us, our very own Clint from Mr. Restore.
Here I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
Fire and water damage cleanup, smoke, wind, flood cleanup, sewage removal, other restoration services all over the Texas area. If you've got a problem, they've got an answer. Advanced drying technologies, they work with all the insurance companies. They're A-plus rated. They have thousands of happy customers. You just go to MrRestore.com. MrRestore.com. If you need to get your home, your building, your project, your place back to normal, back to restoration, that is what you want to do. You call 877-631-7576, 877-631-7576. Clint's supposed to be in tomorrow. Get a chance to talk about the Adaptive Training Foundation, all some of the progress that they're making there as well, which is fantastic. But if you have any issues in regards to restoration, Mr. Restore is your answer. Okay? All right. All right?
All right. All right. All right.
All right. Let's touch in with Wonder Julie. Make sure she had a decent weekend. Was your weekend okay?
It was. I didn't get anything done, but
well, that's productive.
No, it wasn't at all.
Okay. I will say, and I'll give a shout out to those who are big basketball players. The death of Kobe Bryant, that was a shock. That was just really out of left field. I did talk to my very good friend, my best friend, who has been such a Laker fan. Him and I have had a rivalry for 30-plus years, okay? And he's a big Laker fan, has Laker memorabilia all over his home.
Wow.
I even bought him a Laker towel. I told him that I had to wash my hands for like 3 weeks after I put that towel together for his birthday. Really, really devastated. Really, you know, kind of hurt him because he was, you know, kind of connected to it all. And just really surprising. One of the things he said to me today was it just shows you how ready any one of us needs to be. Because you know that trumpet's going to blow, but that when it blows, man, you better be ready. It's like, wow, it's a great statement. So anyway, props. We'll be praying for them and for people that are affected by it. So, I mean, people really enjoy basketball. Some people have no idea what's going on. That's all right. But it's one of those things that does impact many people. I will tell you that for those that don't know about today, holiday-wise, there's two big things. One, being Jewish, this is Holocaust Remembrance Day. And this is the day when I went to private Hebrew school that they showed this was the week, so to speak. They would show all these films. These are not films that you've seen in public. These are films that some of the people in the Jewish community have and have very great control over, and they don't just release them to anybody. And as kids, you got a chance to see what happened with these homemade films. It will change your life. In 10 minutes, you watch it and you go, incredible, the things that were done to them. And it's just that they don't want people to forget, which you can fully understand. The other good thing, though, is today is bubble wrap appreciation.
Oh, how annoying is that when people
pop those things? Yeah. Oh, I always think of people putting bubble wrap around their head just so that something bad doesn't happen. You know, they put it around their head. This way I won't get hurt. Try driving that way. The other big thing, though, that most people missed is today is also chocolate cake day.
Ah, okay. Well, now,
for me, being a chocolatey guy and a foodie guy, it's just sorry, can't get better than that. For those that care, in 1888, on this day, National Geographic Society was founded. That was good when we were 13. We were 12. Not after that.
Right.
Also, on this day in 1880, Thomas Edison filed for a patent for a light bulb.
Okay, we like that.
Well, that's good. And then in 1926, the first television broadcast is demonstrated. And in a fluke that many of us will never forget, in 1984, on this day, Michael Jackson's hair caught on fire.
Oh, I know, in the Pepsi commercial.
Yeah, remember that? It was like the biggest, like his hair caught on fire. Let's see, pyrotechnics. Lots of gasoline, tons of hairspray.
And whatever else was in the hair.
What could possibly go wrong, right? Like, ay, ay, ay.
And how painful that has to be.
That absolutely positively horrid. I mean, that would just be a horrible, horrible, horrible experience. So it's a lot of weird news today. A lot of weird history news and so on and so forth. Let's take it to the next level because weird is somewhere where we understand. How about this? So everybody knows I've been trying to figure out, well, should I get my PhD? And now they have given over the weekend, which I'd like to know how they do this because it's from the government and from the school. They've given full boat green light to do it. It's like you are 100%. It's entirely up to you. You want to do it? Do it. You don't want to do it? Don't do it. It's in your hands. You got 7 days. So I'm thinking, gosh, here we go. Am I going to do this? Commit this 3 years of my time? It's a long time, right? It's not light. So what does that lead me to? John chapter 4, verse 4 through 6, of course. It says this, Now the Passover, a Jewish festival, was near. And therefore, when Jesus looked up and noticed a huge crowd coming toward him, he asked Philip, "Where will we buy bread so that these people can eat?" He asked this to test him, for he himself knew what he was going to do. So here is a classic little text for schoolie people. You know how you didn't – did you ever like pop quizzes? I never liked pop quizzes. Did you like a pop quiz?
Hated them.
Hated them. But here's something that people don't recognize that is true in the Christian walk. Many things you encounter that God brings you to and through have a test design for them. Look at Jesus knew what he was going to do. He knows ahead of time, which I'd like to point out, by the way, he knew what he was going to do ahead of time. And just for those that don't understand what's going on, only God knows the future. Jesus knew everything that was going to happen, how it was all going to break down, how he was going to feed him, what the miracle was going to take place. He knew what was going on, which is a strong step of declaration of his deity. But he asked Philip, and the poor guy... The poor guy's like, I don't know. So it's like it wasn't like he was like, I've got all the answers. And do you ever have somebody ask you a question? You're just looking at him. Like when somebody says something to me about a refrigerator system and they just look at me and say, well, what about the Freon? Da, 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 da. I'll just look at them like they just stepped off the Martian plane and they just stepped off a flying saucer. I have no idea what they're talking about. I'm clueless. And Philip was like, I don't know. And the reason that Jesus does this type of thing to his believers, oh, by the way, are you one of his followers? Oh, then it happens to you, is not to show that you don't know things, but it's in fact the exact opposite, to show you how to know things. In fact, God's testing is for our benefit so we can know where we're at. And see, this is a great leap for Philip, because Philip had not yet conceived in his mind, we're going to be able to take small amounts, ask God to bless it, and have that turn into large amounts, and it's going to be able to take care of all of these people. And this is going to happen because God is going to break the laws of physics. Did you hear what I said? He's going to break the law of physics and expand nourishment for his people and for his followers in a way that can never be done in the natural. And that expansion and that demonstration of the power of God is something that Philip would never then thereafter forget. And there's times in our lives where God puts us in a situation where the only thing you do is you look at the Lord and you go, I have absolutely, positively no idea how you're going to do this. And then the Lord does some marvelous thing to show us that the circumstance doesn't own God. That's the key. Your circumstance and your situation is not more powerful than God. And God can alter, change, rearrange, restructure as he sees fit in a situation. And that lesson that Philip was going to learn, that testing, that teaching would be something he would never forget. And there are times, and unfortunately we do forget quite a bit of what the Lord does show us, there are times in our lives where God makes it so that there is just no plausible answer anywhere. It's like, I don't know. I don't know what to do. And when your back is up against the wall and you don't know what to do and there is no direction and you have no insight, then that is a clear indicator that what's about to take place is a partnership between you and God to get to a solution. The Lord's not going to leave you hanging. He might not answer it the way you want him to. He may not answer it when you want him to. He might not answer it how you want him to. But he will answer. There will be a resolution. He will insert his power, his grace, his mercy, his love, his kindness into the circumstance, and it will change. And what we think of when we think of tests is exactly what I was saying, exactly, it's the exact same thing that most people think of whenever they think of a test. Like Wonder Julia, pop quiz, hate them. Of course you hate them. They hated them. But when God does it, he's doing it for a whole nother purpose, a whole nother reason. It's never to do it to catch you off guard. It's to show you that he's going to partner with you and do something so amazing that it will change the way you see things for the rest of your life. And you might have something going on in your life, and it could be physical, it could be spiritual, it could be financial, and God is more than able unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or imagine. God is more than able to change it completely, and that partnership that he has with you is expanded upon, and he takes that opportunity to show you, when I enter a situation, that's what the Lord's saying to you, when I enter a situation, it's a different situation altogether. Isn't that cool? So God's tests are yays, not nays, okay? All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
I did what most Christian men would do when they make a mistake. It's their fault. There's nothing but humiliation on your face, and you're trying to recover in the moment. And you know what I did? I blamed it on every possible unseen force except for myself.
You have chosen wisely.
So guess who knocked that crystal light on that white carpet? It was Satan, by golly. Well, it was at that moment. Because it certainly wasn't my fault. I didn't knock the crystal light all over. It was my glass. I did pour it. I did bring it to the table. And somehow fell on the carpet and spread everywhere. And by golly, I wasn't going to take the blame for it. Because that would be taking personal responsibility. Well, I'm not taking personal responsibility. After all, that $500 deposit we just had that we were hoping to get back when we move out is already down to $200. And it was dropping by the dollar as the stuff was spreading.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. You want to reach us, our phone number 972-445-0770. It's 972-445-0770. You can always call and say, howdy. Website, hemustincrease.org. Email, david@hemustincrease.org. So pretty much everything I'm doing is off the website. HeMustIncrease.org. You got 2,500 hours of podcasts, a bunch of different teachings, a bunch of different audios, a bunch of different videos, just a ton of different stuff. And we update it on a pretty regular basis. Hopefully you get a chance to check that out, and hopefully it is a blessing for you. On that is our attachment or our link to our ministry partners. One of our newer partners, Stephanie Vasquez, is on there.
If you got a problem, don't care what it is. If you need a hand, I can assure you this, I can help.
And she can help you. If you're a person that's trying to figure out how to start establishing savings because you really don't have it put together, or you don't have any life insurance, you don't have anything, you're kind of like a non-prep mentality. It's like, talk to somebody who can get you to the building blocks, the basics, the core, and that she's glad to do it and loves to do it. And you want to get in touch with her, you can do a direct link off of our website to get in touch with her. You can call her at 214-499-5378. People say, oh, well, they can never remember the number. That's why we do links. But again, 214-499-5378, because some people do remember numbers. We want you to go to you can either go to Facebook or to LinkedIn and type in Stephanie Vasquez, N-Y-L. So if you put in her name and put N-Y-L, bing, she will pop up. You'll have her information right there. You can give her a call, reach out to her, talk to her. Doesn't cost anything to meet with her, no obligation whatsoever. Give you a chance to talk to somebody who's really, I mean, she's getting passionate and committed to the process. A very cool element. Let's start with a trivia question today. It's Monday, but that doesn't mean you can't do trivia. I'm going to ask you one question. See if you can do this by memory. If you can't, it's okay. What is the first line of the Lord's Prayer? What is the first line of the what is known as the Lord's Prayer? I will simply tell you it is in the Sermon on the Mount. Okay? That's that. That's that. 972-445-0770 is the studio number. If you think you know, I want to talk a little bit about being masters of WCS syndrome. I do this all the time, folks. You might as well just get used to it. Have you ever heard of WCS syndrome? Most of you have never heard of that. You think, well, what is WCS syndrome? It is not a new wrestling group. WCS syndrome is something that I fall into. I've held the belt for a while, actually, as a champion. Other people fall into it. I do a lot of counseling for people that fall into it. You're thinking, well, what is that? What is WCS? Worst case scenario. Worst case scenario syndrome. That's when we look at something and we think about what's going to happen, not knowing the future. And what do? We do the WCS syndrome. Tis a disease, by the way. The WCS syndrome is the worst case scenario, and that's what you go to. It's like, well, no, this is going to happen. This is going to happen. This is going to happen. And what it does is it illustrates what we're thinking, what we're anticipating, what we're expecting, either because of how we value ourselves or because we think how great our sin is. So great, our sin is greater than Jesus is a Savior. That's what some people actually think. And so we'll concentrate on what the worst of it is. Judges chapter 6, verse 17. So Gideon asked him, if now I have found favor in your sight, then show me a sign that it is you who speak with me. Okay? Most people, they'll go off on these tangents about signs, and I will say that the more conservative part of the church has done some injustice here. And then the more, you know, spiritually active people who are either with the Spirit or going beyond the Spirit, they're a little more, they're guilty on some of the other ends too. First of all, when you're asking for the Lord to give you confirmation or affirmation for a direction you're going, you're doing the same thing that Abraham did. You're doing the same thing that David did. You're doing the same thing that Moses did. You're doing the same thing that a ton of people throughout Scripture have done. When the Pharisees did that to Jesus, they wanted that sign as proof he was the Messiah, not proof that they're on the right track following God. So no matter what anybody comes up with, separate those because they're not the same thing. People that are seeking affirmation from the Lord because they want to make sure they're doing the right thing because they want to be pleasing the Lord, that's not who Jesus is talking about when he says an evil generation seeks after a sign. When Jesus says an evil generation seeks after a sign, it's people that demand a sign to prove who the Messiah is before they're going to bother to listen. That is completely different than somebody asking the Lord, Lord, I'm trying to make sure that I'm going in the right direction. I'm making the right decision. Can you show me, demonstrate to me, make it clear to me, make it abundantly clear that the direction I'm going is the direction you desire and I please you. You see how different those two things are? One is demanding God perform, and the other one is seeking simply to be finding affirmation or confirmation for the direction we go. You can't put those together because they don't go together. So Gideon asks, if I found favor in your sight, show me a sign that it is you who speak with me. He just wants to make sure I'm trying to do this right. Watch this. Then the angel of the Lord put out the end of the staff that was in his hand and touched the meat and the unleavened bread. And fire sprang up from the rock and consumed the meat and the unleavened bread. Then the angel of the Lord vanished from his sight. So the guy takes his stick, touches the offering, and the offering is consumed in a fire right in front of Gideon. It's a great sign. Here's the problem. When Gideon saw that he was an angel of the Lord, he said, "Alas, O Lord, for now I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face." The Lord said to him, "Peace, do not fear. You shall not die." Gideon thought, I asked for the Lord to give me a sign. The angel of the Lord gave me a sign. I got a sign. Now I'm going to die. That's WCS syndrome. He asks for proof. he gets a miracle, and then he goes, oh, no, I'm going to die. And the Lord's like, you're not going to die. But in his mind, he would just have this anticipation. All too often, we are anticipating a disaster, kind of like the people that are looking for the other shoe to drop. Remember? Well, that's what that happened there. Let's see what happens on the bad side of things. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. See, there's a problem. In our thinking, we're like, no, no, the blessing of the Lord makes rich, and you got to wait for the sorrow part because that's what comes and smacks you in the face. No. That's not what the Lord wants us to think. That's not how the Lord wants us to function. He doesn't want us to be anticipating something bad happening. He doesn't want us to think, oh, the worst is coming because, you know, now that I've got some good stuff, something good, I'm going to die out of all this. And that's becoming a master of the worst case scenario syndrome. And there's many things in life you want to master. That is not one of them. Becoming profound and proficient in worst case scenario syndrome is not one of your goals in life. We need to stop thinking, well, God, the worst thing's going to happen. Whatever that worst thing is, what's really funny is how different that is person to person because it depends on what you consider the worst thing is. And the Lord's not there so that, you know, when he does something, you can go, oh, no, now it's going to get really bad because this was good. The Lord doesn't bless you in order to zap you. And I think there's some mentality that says that. And it's like, that's a bad mentality. That's the wrong way to see who God is. That's not the character of God. And in this case, you have Gideon who's just looking for a sign. We go to find out Gideon does fantastic work. Guess what? He asked for another sign. That's my biggest problem. If I ask the Lord for a sign and I get it, I never believe it's him. I always believe, well, that could have happened. Right? And then you get another sign and you're thinking, well, maybe that one was from the Lord. And that the new struggle becomes whether the Lord ever answered it. And I'm not the only Christian that goes through this. I'm not the only Bible-believing, born-again Christian who goes through that experience with the Lord. Many of you do. Some people are like, I would never ask God for anything like that. Well, that's a whole separate issue because that means you're not coming to God with any sense of boldness asking him for great things. And he wants you to do that. But I'm just making it as plain as can be. We'll ask God for something. We'll seek something from God. The Lord's not over there going, oh, I cannot believe you asked me that way and you didn't put a handkerchief on it. Just because of that, I'm going to blast you. I mean, is that's not the God you serve, is it? I mean, God's not up there going, make one more mistake, man. I'm going to drop my hammer. I'm going to start throwing things at you. It's like, come on. The Lord is for us. He wants us to do well. He's on our side. I'm not talking about money, prosperity. I'm talking about life. Abundant life in Jesus Christ. He doesn't want you. You have this gift given to you by God, which is access to him through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. You get to go 24/7 into the presence of God and pray and ask for help and ask for wisdom and ask for insight and ask for understanding, ask for power, ask for partnership, ask for faith, ask for grace, ask for mercy, ask for love, ask for peace, ask for self-control, ask for gentleness, ask for kindness. You get to do that anytime you want. Access is available through Jesus Christ. He's not looking there to smack. If he was up there looking to smack you, you'd be a fly against the wall who's already been smacked. I got to take that fly swatter and whacked you a long time ago. Okay? Don't think that way. Think of God in better terms than that. Otherwise, it's kind of insulting. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Sometimes things go according to plan. Sometimes not so much. The Lord will always help his kids, but he does want us to use the wisdom he gave us as well. Insurance solutions are a great key for using preventative wisdom. If things do go in a tougher direction, Insurance can be used to fill in the gap. There's biblical evidence for preparing for the future. King David did this for Solomon and the temple. Stephanie Vasquez has joined forces with New York Life Insurance Company to help provide insurance needs to fill in the gap. Stephanie hopes you never have to use the insurance she brings to you for life solutions. But if you do, it's good to know there's someone there who can help. Stephanie Vasquez will help you fill in the gaps. Call her today at 214-499-5378 or go to LinkedIn and type Stephanie Vasquez, NYL. That's LinkedIn and type Stephanie Vasquez, NYL. Stephanie Vasquez, New York Life Insurance, and you. A threefold cord is not easily broken. Ecclesiastes 4:12.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media. And on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section. And it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video. But you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Woman walks into window and sues for injuries.
Play that again.
Apparently now, being moronic entitles you to sue. Here's the problem. The person walked into a window and sued the restaurant owner because there was a window there. I want to say two things. One, my dog has more common sense than that because my dog stops at the window and waits. And number two, I guess with the $100,000 the woman is trying to get, she can buy a sensor that goes off and she can wrap it around her forehead so that whenever she's going to come close to an object, it will beep for her. What do you think? That's a good one.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to reach the show, 972-445-0770. In fact, we have a trivia question that's out that we do not have the answer for. And the question is, what is the first line of the Lord's Prayer? So the prayer in the Sermon on the Mount where Jesus illustrated, gave the manner in which we should pray, that is called the Lord's Prayer. What is the first line of that? It is in Matthew chapter 6. If you know it, give us a call, 972-445-0770. Our website, hemustincrease.org, and then the email, david@hemustincrease.org. Let's give a ministry partner's shout out to our good friend Johnny Hill.
Well, we're moving on now, to the side, to the deluxe apartments in the sky.
That is, that's just a classic, but you can't pay it. Play all of it because we can't pay for it. Here it is, menofgodmoving.com. menofgodmoving.com, 817-707-7672. 817-707-7672. If you have a moving situation and you want somebody who will take care of you and they will help you and not charge you $60 trillion bazillion dollars, you want to talk to John Hill. You've heard him on the show. He's a great guy. You really enjoy him. I think he would do you right. Especially if you mentioned that you heard it on the David Spoon Experience. Okay. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, David. It's Samson. How are you?
Hey, Samson. How are you, brother?
Good. I just turned it on the radio and I said, oh, okay. I think that way at least I could say hi to my brother from my other mother.
There you go. Your brother from another mother. That's me, my friend. So talk to me in regards to the first line of the Lord's Prayer.
Yeah, our Father who art in heaven.
That's right. Now, what's cool about that, our Father in our heaven, who is art in heaven, is our Father. See, a lot of people think if it's my Father, it's like, no, it's our Father. Very, very broad in that application. And then it tells you he's our Father, and then he's got a location, right?
Yes.
That's right. It's in heaven. He's not just bouncing around. He's not in Pluto. Hanging out there.
It's not a big bang.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. I have a very close relative works for JPL, and we always have this argument. He'll go into the Big Bang Theory, and I just said, who pulled the trigger? That's all I keep asking him. He keeps up with all these things. I said, but who pulled the trigger? He's like, well, that's not important. It's like, who pulled the trigger? I just keep asking the same thing. Excellent job, my friend. How you been, by the way? You been doing good?
Yes, and because I wasn't listening your radio show because I've been more working inside than on the road. So how's your grandchild?
A grandchild, so they've got – here's the latest update. So I'm glad you asked me that, and thank you for doing so. So they have a medicine they think is going to be very effective. I don't know how, but my daughter, by the grace of God, was able to get Easton Scott approved, and they don't have to pay any money for it. It's like $18,000 to use this medicine.
Oh, goodness.
And so they've got it approved, and they're going to be applying it and then watching the results, and they're very hopeful. They've gone through quite a few things, but they remain staunch, diligent, and committed, and believe that this is going to turn out exactly what the Lord has. It's going to turn out to be the best possible thing, and they're actually stronger in their faith now than they've ever been.
Amen for that, and
isn't that
definitely
great?
I'm going to keep them in my prayer.
Yeah, 80 days he's been in the hospital. That's a long time.
Yeah.
A long, long time. Good. So they're by the section where the family gets to come up and stay for like 3 or 4 days, and so they're working it out, but they're doing a fantastic job. I'm so proud of them for standing in faith. I'm just amazed, and I believe that that child, Easton Scott, will have an unbelievable testimony that will go with his life. That's what I believe.
Amen and amen for that.
Good job. But good job answering the trivia question, my friend. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for posting us about your grandchild, okay?
All right. And I'm glad you're working. Right. I'm sorry you can't listen to the show as much, but I'm glad you're working. That's important.
Yes. Well, love you and give my regards to everybody in your team.
Absolutely. Thank you, my brother.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right. Yay. Yay, Samson. All right. So here, I want to talk about something. I love that you guys can call. You can call and ask me. If I don't have an answer, I'd tell you. I'll just give you what I got, man. Best I got. It's all we can do. So I had something happen over the weekend that was not weird. It wasn't super spiritual. But I thought it was very practical, so I wanted to share it. It just happened on Saturday. So I do my devotions, and how I do my devotions, probably different than some people do theirs. But normally, I read my Bible. And then that could go anywhere from a half hour to an hour. And then in that time, I inevitably end up doing either some word studies or whatever the case may be, or, you know, get into the Hebrew or the Greek or whatever is going on. And then I use that in the application. Then I go and then I'll pray, and I pray for a half hour to an hour. It's kind of how I do it. Well, one of the things that happened for me on Saturday is this portion of scripture is what I was reading. And why I want to bring it up is because how it connected to my prayer time. So this is my Bible time. This is the passage that I was reading. Since the children have – this is out of Hebrews chapter 2 and 3. Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is the devil. Verse 17. For this reason, he had to be made like them, fully human in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God. Verse 18. Because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. Now, there's a lot there, and we're not going to break it all down, but I was reading my devotions and kind of just pouring my heart out before the Lord. And as I read that, it became more and more clear at the moment that, look, Jesus, by becoming human, by becoming a man, fully human in every way, understands what I go through. And why that's important is because when you're praying and talking to the Lord, you need to be aware that he's not up there as just a benevolent king who cannot make any connection with his creation. He understands. Keep in mind, he was fully human and fully God, made from the Holy Spirit, made from Mary. So he understands our dilemmas. In verse 17, for this reason, he had to be made like them, fully human in every way. And I told the Lord, I said, you know, I said, you, it was almost like profound as I'm praying. It's like, you know what it's like to be human. And you know that this stuff here that I'm going through in this portion is hard. And I need you to intercede for me. He's at the right hand of the Father making intercession. I need you to pray for me because you know it's hard. And what it did was it showed me how wonderful correlation between the word, the biblical word, and my life prayer. And I was like, you know, this trial, I don't understand. I get a little confused. I'm trying to follow you in this, but I don't fully get this. And you know where I'm at in this. And reading that passage in Hebrews chapter 2, he shared in their humanity. For this reason, he had to be made like them, fully human in every way. He is able to help. That gave me the ability to connect to Jesus at that human level. Look, I know he's the Son of the Most High God. I know when he comes back, it's a different program. I know that when he said howdy to John after he had known John for so many years and revealed himself in the book of Revelation, kind of a different looking Jesus. Okay, we get that. But it's easy to forget that he knows the human side too. And because he knows that human side, he can help us. And it was almost as though through the scripture, it made me understand, and it's not like a new revelation, but it was applicable at the moment that through the reading of the word, when I brought myself into prayer before the Lord, it gave me the ability to make the connections, to cross the T's and dot the I's and be able to pray with an earnestness that says, you know what I'm going through. You know what it's like to be a human. You know what that different the backside is. I'm not talking about sin, folks. I'm talking about fighting through all of the minutiae just to be clear-minded and clear-eared so I can hear the Lord, do his bidding, follow after him. Well, he knows me. It's one of the most amazing things about Revelation, Book of Revelation. I know people are like, oh, it's this dispensations of this or dispensations. You know, it's so missing so many big things. In those first seven letters to the seven churches, do you know what Jesus says to every church? I know. That's what he says. I know what you're going through. I know what this is. I know. You know, that's what I need as a Christian. That's what I need from my Savior. I need to know that he knows. I need to know that he, you know, I'm not saying he approves of my stupid things or anything like that. I'm simply saying I need to know that he knows me, that he's with me, that he's for me, and he's helping me. He's able to help me because he gets me. I mean, I adore my wife. She is the coolest person in the world, but she cannot know me the way that Jesus knows me. She does not know the quiet cry that people have or that I would have, but Jesus does. The Holy Spirit lives inside me. There's that perfect connection between God living in me and interceding for me. And that's what I need. So sometimes it's good to connect these things. I know devotions, reading your Bible, prayer, it all sounds so religious. Yeah, right up until you connect with Jesus. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
What is the David Spoon experience?
That a joyful heart makes like medicine. If you got a better joke than these, you can call and tell me, but it's got to be a better joke. How do groups of angels greet each other? Ready for this one? Halo, halo, halo. Come on, like halo. Come on. You don't like that one? Oh, come on. Which servant of God was the most flagrant lawbreaker in the Bible? Moses. He broke all 10 commandments at once. See, because he threw down the tent. Where was Solomon's temple located? Do you know that one? On the side of his head. What? That's a legend. How does Moses make his coffee? He brews it. Okay. How do we know that there were automobiles in Jesus' time? Do you know this one? It's an old one. It's very simple. Because the Bible says that all the disciples went out and were in one accord. Did you hear about the dial-up prayer service they have for atheists now? Did you hear about that? You dial the number, it rings and rings and rings, and nobody answers.
Spoon!
Okay. Somebody's going to dislike this one, but this is silly, so just relax. Take a deep breath. Are you going to tell me life's so serious? I mean, are you not just sick of everything that's going around? Take a deep breath and think about this. Who are Gumby's favorite Bible characters? That's right. That's right. I said Gumby. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Abednego. Thank you very much. Who was the smartest man in the Bible? Smartest man in the Bible. Abraham, because he knew a lot. Come on. That's good. All right. Here, we'll get to the best ones, and then we'll quit. On the ark, Noah got milk from the cows. What did he get from the ducks? Quackers. All right, that's not that good. What animal could Noah not trust? You should know this. I've told you this before. What is it? What animal could Noah not trust?
A lion.
No, the cheetah. The cheetah. Which Bible character had no parents? Joshua, son of Nun. There you go. See, because it's N-U-N.
And if you can't shout sight, you'll have to face up.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Hey, you turned the radio on. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. You're always welcome to call us 972-445-0770, and you can always say, howdy. Website, hemustincrease.org. Email, david@hemustincrease.org. I've been praying for everybody in the audience every day. I do it every day, every day. I pray for our ministry partners and all of our audience listeners every day. I don't list every one of you by name because I don't know every one of you by name, but I pray the best that I can on it every day because it's important that we support one another. I do want to give a shout out to Kimberly McQuinn. So we've submitted her information for a commercial. I don't have a sound for her yet. Still working on it. But Kimberly McQuinn Alice, just so you can know, she got a phone number. I want to hear this phone number. Watch this. Her phone number for the show that we're in the commercial we're going to do is 90348-HOMES. That's pretty good, right? H-O-M-E-S. 90348-HOMES. So she got the HOMES phone number. 90348-HOMES. And then we're going to have her on the show in about 2 weeks or somewhere in that ballpark. We'll have her commercial rolling. And then I got to pick a sound for her. She has a website, turntorealtyteam.com. That's turn to, T-U-R-N, to, the number two, turn to, because it's turn to Kimberly. Turntorealtyteam.com. So more information coming from her with them. Looking forward to that. I hope you will enjoy them. They're a great blessing, and I appreciate them very much. Okay, let's get this last segment going. I don't want anybody to miss this. This comes actually from remember Pastor Ray? I've told you about Pastor Ray a couple of times. I subscribe to his devotionals. He's got some really good devotionals. Does them every day. And the reason I wanted to talk about this one is because it fits with something else the Lord showed me. So I kind of want to put them together and just communicate it to you, if you don't mind. He actually sent this about 4 or 5 days ago. Let me read through it, and then I'll explain what I'm going in it so that it might make more sense. It's called Pressing On. I don't think they're talking about nails. Pressing On. Out of Philippians 3:12-14, I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me, brethren. I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to the things which are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Press on. The Apostle Paul was running a race. We're in football season now, getting ready for the Super Bowl. We know the hard work and perseverance that's going in, has gone into being an athlete at this level. But Paul was running a more important race, one that began when he was struck down on the road to Damascus, surrounded by a heavenly light and a voice of Jesus. Here's the paradox. He began his race by falling down, overwhelmed by his experience. When he got up, he was blind. 3 days later, the Lord sent Ananias to pray and lay hands on Paul. Paul's sight was restored, and he was filled with the Holy Spirit, baptized into the faith and ready to fulfill God's purpose for his life. He forged ahead. Get that right there. He forged ahead. He had a history of pride, of persecuting believers, of being hated and reviled. He did a lot of things wrong, but he repented. And now he had a purpose. Because of Paul's past, many believers didn't trust him. That's actually in my devotions that I was doing today. But now he had a chance to make amends and to demonstrate the sincerity of his faith and love. He couldn't let the past hold him back or bog him down. My brothers and sisters, I know our lives are filled with past mistakes, sin, pain, regret, and hurtful things done to us and by us. I also know that God forgives and redeems and urges us forward. He promises if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This is a fantastic small piece of devotion. He writes these devotions out, thinks it through, really well said. And you're thinking, well, how that might apply? Now, here is something that happened to me. Now, keep in mind, I enjoy my time with God a little differently than some people, and it's rather just one of those thoughts that came across my mind. Many of us are looking to figure out whether we should move forward in a project. I'm no different. I'm looking at this PhD thinking, should I move forward? And this is a big commitment, right? It's not a small deal. It's a big deal, right? And as I was, you know, just kind of kicking around in my brain and so on and so forth, I thought about the children of Israel. Now, just bear with me if you can just follow the bouncing ball for a second. This is going to be tough, but just stay with me. So if you were one of those people that were with the children of Israel, so you had like 600,000 plus people standing there, and then the Red Sea split open, right? So God's like, go this way. And it's like, well, we can't go this way. There's a sea there. And then the Red Sea splits open, right? And the Lord still has to urge the children of Israel, go through, get going. And it dawns on me that even when God makes the way obvious or the pathway obvious, sometimes we're still hesitant. And you must remember that if you're the children of Israel and you're going to go through this miraculous experience of walking through the Red Sea, you're also a whole nation going into a desert where they don't have a hot dog stand. Well, they don't have a Starbucks. They don't even have a water hose. And you're a whole nation. So if you go through that, I'm just saying, if you go through that, you're going to need miracle after miracle to keep you sustained. Then when they were getting miracle after miracle, of course, they wanted something a little better. Oh, that's great, but we want beef. I want a Wendy's. It's like they just couldn't stop doing. They couldn't remember the things God was doing. They wanted more and more and more. And it's like, you know, sometimes you just, even though you don't know how it's going to be, you don't know how the Lord's going to do it, you just got to go through the path that he's opened up, not knowing how everything is going to be and just trusting that he's going to get you through it and provide, even if it leads you into a wilderness. I mean, you have to think about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego as they're talking to the king, right? So they're talking to the king. There's a 92 or 90-foot statue, whatever. And there's a statue there, and these guys are not bowing down to the statue. Some commentators believe that statue might have been Daniel, because Daniel wasn't really in the picture, and he wouldn't have been required to bow down to himself. But these guys were required to bow down, and they didn't bow down. They're brought before the king, and the king is really mad, right? He's just mad. He's like, look, if you guys misunderstood, that's one thing. But if you're not doing what I'm commanding, that's a whole other thing. And the boys, I call them the boys, they boys said, look, God can deliver us in this situation right now. He can deliver us right now. But even if he doesn't, you should know, king, we're not bowing down. In other words, they stood so firm in their faith. They were like, even if God doesn't get us out of this situation, doesn't matter. We're doing what's right. We're gonna stand firm in our faith. And the tenacity to move forward in your faith, even in the face of death, is outstanding. And something most of us don't see much of. And so my comment to all of that, my kind of assessment, is that sometimes the Lord opens up, you know, wonderful ways, and you just got to go through not knowing where it's at. And it takes a lot of faith, even if it's a miracle that got you there or got you through there, you got to maintain that same faith all the way through the journey. And some of you, the Lord has done mighty, mighty things for you and done wonderful things for you. And you do what I do, which is a wrong thing to do. I confess it's wrong. I acknowledge it is wrong. I acknowledge it as sin. I say, what have you done for me lately? And that's wrong. If the Lord brings you to that point, you got to press forward. You got to keep going. I mean, I'll probably end up doing this PhD. I'm afraid for all the things that could go wrong. But it's like an open door here, and I don't see how it's going to lead to, you know, the promised land. But somehow, I have this suspicion that God has a plan, just like he does for you, just like he does for me. The one thing we can't do is go backwards. You're turning your heart back to Egypt, and you're turning your heart away from God. And that's not a good plan. Don't do that no matter what. Okay, go forward. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then. Can't stand the skill,
can't stand the shame. The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.